Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I was watching the Alberta election coverage yesterday, and you know the graphic that comes up on the screen of all the candidates and which riding they're trying to get elected in and the percent of the votes that they have? You know that graphic? Like, it shows a picture of the candidates with their name underneath, and like, they have 46% of the vote right now. You know that graphic? You know what I'm talking about? Why is it that there is always one candidate that doesn't have a photo? It's just like a generic silhouette of a head. It's like that default Facebook profile picture. You know what I'm talking about? Why is it that there are always like two or three people that don't have a photo of themselves? And it happens in every single election, in Alberta, here in Saskatchewan, national elections. There's always that one candidate that just didn't send in their photo. Why? I want to know the story of why they couldn't get a photo to the press or the media or whoever to show on TV. Like, how busy were you? And if that's your excuse, that's not a good sign. Like, if you were like, oh yeah, I wanted to send a photo, but oh, it's been crazy here the past couple weeks. I've just been swamped with stuff. It's like, well, you're going to be swamped with stuff if you get elected, bud. So you might want to, you know, figure out the whole time management thing. Like, what if their excuse was, ah, you know what? The file was too big to send, and I don't know how to use Dropbox, so I just said, eh, whatever, a photo's not that important. Kinda is. I don't know if you've noticed this. Those people are never in the lead. They're always in dead last. Like, I've never seen an election where someone without a photo had the majority of the vote. They're always in last. The most Saskatchewan thing of all time happened yesterday. We were talking about Saskatoon Transit and how they're going to be hiring a social media influencer to kind of boost the street cred of Saskatoon Transit. And I was like, nay, nay, you don't need to do this. Instead, just have every bus a different theme here in Saskatoon. Like, one bus is a John Candy theme bus, where just John Candy movies play nonstop on the bus. Another bus would be a puppy bus, just a bus full of puppies. I also suggested that one bus be a cards bus, where there are different games of cards going on in the bus. You can make some new friends. And I said this, word for word, you can make some new friends by playing Kaiser with someone, and then lose that friend after you play the Three of Spades right off the bat. Now, about 5 minutes after I said that, I got about 27 text messages at 306-938-0963 from angry Kaiser players who swear by that move. They're like, Clayton, just want to let you know that playing the Three of Spades first off in Kaiser is a great idea. It's a great strategy. Works out for me every single time. Tons of text messages like that. Tons of texts that were like, hey, I feel you with the Three of Spades, man. You shouldn't do that. I hate when my partner does that. Whenever you bring up Kaiser in this province, people get so passionate, and I love it. On our Facebook page, just tons of comments. Lee was like, it depends on the amount of alcohol I have consumed during the game, whether or not I play the Three of Spades first or not. Well, that's spot on, Lee. Spot on. A game of Kaiser without a few beers. Is that even a game of Kaiser? Cheryl Lee says bad. It's always bad leading with the Three of Spades because you start in a hole. And that's really true. If you play the Three of Spades and then you end up getting it back, it's like, well, that's not the start we were looking for. And then the other team gets the Five of Hearts and you're like, well, do we even need to play the rest of the hand here? That's just such classic Saskatchewan, though. Anytime you hear Kaiser, people are like, oh, Kaiser? What? I want to talk about Kaiser for the next 17 minutes. Can we talk about the Columbus Blue Jackets for a minute here? Because no one saw the Columbus Blue Jackets sweeping the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, no one predicted that. Even Columbus Blue Jacket fans were like, well, we'll give it our best shots, but our expectations are low. And it's not like Columbus just swept Tampa Bay, but they swept them with ease. In the first period of Game 1, Tampa Bay took a 3-0 lead, and then after that, it was all Columbus for the entire series. I think a lot of people are hopping on the Blue Jackets bandwagon, and I think a lot of Vancouver Canuck fans are going to be hopping on that bandwagon, because if you remember in 2012, the Vancouver Canucks, they were a lot like the Tampa Bay Lightning. They had the best record in the league. Everyone was like, oh yeah, the Canucks are going all the way. Lost in the first round. Hey, Canuck fans, you no longer had the worst first-round performance of all time now. Hey! A lot of people are saying that this Columbus Blue Jacket team, it is now the best Cinderella story in sports history. And to those people, I say nay, nay. It is the second best Cinderella story in sports history. And if you've seen the movie Caddyshack, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
What an incredible Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about a 2-iron, I think. Well, he got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild for this young Cinderella who's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 5-iron, I expect, don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. He got all of that one.
San Jose versus Vegas. With all of these other great series going on, Toronto and Boston, Columbus sweeping Tampa Bay, Calgary, Colorado, the Winnipeg-St. Louis series has been great. This one's kind of floating under the radar a bit. And that's a shame because it had one of the best hockey chirps of all time. Evander Kane fought Ryan Reeves in Game 3 of that series. And after the fight, Evander Kane had maybe one of the best chirps of all time. He was like, I thought fighting Ryan Reeves would be a lot harder, but it was kind of like fighting the Muffin Man.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
That is a grade A chirp right there. I know it doesn't seem like it, but think about it. If you're a big, tough guy in the NHL, the last thing you want to be called is the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
I mean, because you want to be a big tough guy. Hey, Ryan Reeves is the tough guy on Vegas. And Evander Kane, who is way smaller than him, and well, he's kind of a tough guy, but also kind of a finesse player, he's calling him out, saying he's the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Not gonna lie, I just wanted to talk about this so I can use that clip from Shrek. The big trend with millennials is selling everything that they have, buying a van, and living in said van. That's like the dream for millennials everywhere. Instead of buying a house and having kids and having that 9-to-5 job with the white picket fence, no, that's not the dream anymore. They want to buy a van, travel the world, or at least the country anyway, and just live in their van. Now, before you start thinking, why would anyone want to live in a van, you know? They, like, gut these vans. Like, sometimes it's those old Astro vans. Other times it's those 15-passenger vans. But they'll absolutely gut them. And there are actual companies out there that are just dedicated to converting old vans into, like, little mini RVs or trailers. It's actually cool what they can do. YouTube it if you got some time today. I mean, they transform these vans into an awesome living space. Huge bed, a kitchen area, they got TVs and, you know, all the fixings, you know? It's just kind of weird that living in a van is now the dream for millennials because, I mean, back in my day when I thought of living in a van, this is the first thing that came to mind.
And I live in a van down by the river.
The funniest SNL skit is now an actual goal for millennials.
And I live in a van down by the river.
When that skit came out, you were like, Matt Foley, living in a van down by the river. Things aren't working out for him. But now if someone says,
and I live in a van down by the river,
they're actually living their dreams. Why do baby clothes have pockets? Like baby pants, baby shorts, even baby sweatpants, and baby onesies, too. Like, a lot of them have pockets. Why? They don't need pockets. Babies don't own anything. They don't have keys. They don't have a phone. They don't have lip chap or Tic Tacs or anything like that. If they do, you might want to take that stuff away from your baby. Just going to throw it out there. Not going to tell you how to parent or anything, but probably not the best idea to have them. Like, babies don't need pockets. These pockets are the most useless things ever. Someone making baby clothes is probably putting together these pockets, and they're like, wasting my time. Why do they need these things? They're not going to put anything in here. Like, the only thing babies would ever put in their pockets, like a bunch of goldfish crackers or something like that. My nephew Cam, again, is obsessed with hoarding goldfish crackers. He's like a squirrel who is collecting nuts for the winter. He's just collecting goldfish crackers, putting them in his pockets. That's the only reason babies would enjoy having pockets, is to hide food in there, and then they'd forget about the food because they're babies. 3 weeks later, you're doing the laundry. Oh, it's food everywhere. Great. Awesome. I got the boys from the other Cruise FM on the line right now. 95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton, Lachlan Cross, Grant Jansen, James White. Now, before we talk about the big Alberta election, I got to give props to you, Grant. Your Facebook hack on Lachlan yesterday was just fantastic. Lachlan is not an NDP supporter, but obviously he left his Facebook open on the studio computer because his status yesterday was "Go NDP!" And so many comments underneath. Oh, it was gold, bud.
That's the thing about Grant is, I mean, my stuff is always just mean. His stuff is funny. Like, his,
and it's underhanded and sneaky.
Yeah. He picks his spots. I'll get him back eventually.
When someone leaves their Facebook open on our studio computer here, my go-to is I look up awful tattoos. And there's this one tattoo of, it's a picture of Seal, like the singer. And underneath it says, "Keeping it Seal." And then I post that photo on their Facebook page. It's like, "Hey, got some new ink. What do you think?" And people are like,
"Good. That's good. I may use that."
Big kiss from a rose fan? Or okay, whatever. I just want to check in with you guys because apparently Alberta is burning to the ground. So do you guys want to give us an update on the fires that are happening there? Or?
Lord Commander Kenny is taking control. We're not allowed to say anything negative.
I voted for Kodos. Don't blame me.
You know what? We needed a change here. It's still unbelievable to me that, and this isn't just an Alberta thing, this is across the board thing. When is there going to be a party that actually represents the middle, right? Yeah, because there was a lot of people that held their nose and voted UCP yesterday and are praying that that it doesn't get go sideways.
Yeah, what's that TV show where they wear the red hoods? That Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, it's filmed in Toronto.
Yeah, we're really hoping it doesn't turn into that. What's that show called?
You guys are so close. Come on, sound it out.
Oh, this is going to bug me now.
Handmaid's Tale.
Sure. Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
Slate was going to leave us hanging. I know he was.
I just wanted you guys to figure it out for yourselves. I don't want to baby you guys.
So, yeah, later today we'll all be gathering in Churchill Square in the heart of downtown and some public stonings. And
yeah. Whether or not we made the right choice, we'll see. I'm hoping at the very least that this will stimulate the economy past the point of where it is right now. Because there are a bunch of people, all kidding aside, there are a bunch of people that need to get back to work. And this NDP government has handcuffed the business community with some of the changes that they made here in Alberta. So I think this might be a good thing for us in the long run. I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed, because when you guys do well, we do well, so...